So there's the big Trump rally. Now, this is going to be at the UIC Pavilion. The bunch of people have asked University of Illinois Chicago not to host this, mm-hmm. Violetta's alma mater.
Yes.
And they said, well, he's paying. I mean, there's no we don't have a right not to host him.
It's a freedom of speech thing.
Right. And this is the university. Now, 250 people right now have signed a letter to the, what is it, a chancellor mm-hmm, at the University
chancellor.
Of Illinois Chicago, to the chancellor saying, you know, please don't let him come there. I don't think that that's, first of all, the University of Illinois and the college system that's publicly paid here in Illinois, they could use the dough, so I'm not going to tell them not to have it. But there's going to be a protest.
A major one, it seems like, if you believe all the RSVPs and the petition signing and the people organizing these rallies.
All right, so Alderman George Cardenas from the Southwest side is one of the politicians here in the Chicago area who is in support of a protest for this. And Alderman, thank you so much for being with us. And let's talk a little bit about what this is. Now, we understand that 8,000 people have signed onto Facebook to say that they're going to be there to protest. The UIC Pavilion, I don't think, what does that hold, like 5,000 or something or 4,000?
Yeah. It was like 10.
Well, no, of course. Now, let's say we're not going to be inside, obviously. But look, and I hate to give Trump more publicity than he already is getting. I mean, let's be honest. He doesn't need more publicity. But I think something needs to be said. At the end of the day, I think he's picking up steam. This stuff you just can't make up. Here's a person that exudes all of the things that you, by all instances, would say it wouldn't be proper for someone is running for president. But I think he's just throwing that mold out in non-PC way and some bigotry thrown in there. It's great to be great again and white again. And there's a lot of little things out there that I think,
I don't think he's actually
really
said that. But I mean, listen, this guy, I think, is patently dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, let me stop you for a second here, though, because I think that Donald Trump is patently dangerous for the United States. But I think what is happening is when people are lining up against him, if they misrepresent what he said, that just gives him more authority to be outrageous. And his supporters are cemented to him, and they love when people, you know, they exaggerate what he's already said. I mean,
because it gives you an entry. I mean, it gives you that entry that some were looking for. I think all of a sudden, what Trump says, it's acceptable. I mean, I think that's the entry, right? So a lot of folks that perhaps wouldn't want to say that or couldn't really say that are saying, wait a second, this thing works. This guy really has opened up a highway for a lot of us.
He says what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tells it like it is.
Yeah, tells it. He lies. Politifact, it gives him a D-, speaking of D-, for truthiness, because he's 60% of everything he says in a rally is either exaggerated or patently false. And yet people go, hey, tells it like it is. He's a straight shooter.
Because he's a salesman. The guy can sell ice to an Eskimo. I mean, you know, Trump University, please. What is that? So people are going to believe this guy on so many levels because he presents that the guy that's made it, the guy that has the Trump casinos and has the Trump towers and has the Trump hotels. So who doesn't want to be part of something that you see glamorous and glitz
right,
and saying,
right.
This guy's made it? What they don't really see, it's all of the things that he has done to get there, right? And that's the mm-hmm. ugly part of it that people don't want to see.
The chancellor, did you hear the chancellor's comments? Because he did obviously react to the students and staff who are saying not only do they think this is dangerous, but they think this is wrong to prominently feature someone with his views that they believe are racist at their university. But the chancellor is saying that this is a free speech issue. We endorse the idea that the answer to speech that one does not like or finds offensive is more speech and not censorship. He doesn't feel that we should censor the voices of those we disagree with.
I agree with the chancellor on that. The reality here is here's a guy, Trump, who's having his people shout down the protesters and drag them out and then saying, hey, don't hurt him. But back in the old days, you know, we used to put guys in the hospital for this. You know, I mean, you got him saying that. So it is important to have him. I mean, I think the more that he speaks, the more that people start to get educated in this. I think a lot of the voter interest in him has, and again, remember, it's a minority of the people in the Republican voting bloc in primaries right now that are interested in him, but there are just so many people splitting the vote. So it is important to note that, you know, the more we know about him, the better off this is going to be as it, you know, as we're heading into these next crucial today and a week from today, especially here in Illinois. But let me ask you this. What is, before we let you go, Alderman, what's this protest going to look like on the outside? What is your plan for that?
Well, you know, I think it's hard to tell. I mean, it may attract a lot of people. People may just be, you know, concerned about their own safety because, let's face it, there'd be some clashes in some of these protests. So nobody wants to get hurt, obviously. And, you know, let me just back up a second. I think you're right. I do support the fact that he's going to be at this university. At the end of the day, it's a university that educates the future leaders of
UIC is such an important school for Chicago.
Right. So you got to debate the stuff. You got to have if there's going to say something, it is freedom of speech, and I totally I'm okay with that because people really have to listen and have to take some from that and say, look, at the end of the day, you know, the speech, it is freedom of speech, but the speech has consequences. And I think you have to, those young kids have to learn that there's consequences for what you say. They're going to come from there. And if they say something hateful, and they say and they act on that hate, and they're motivated by that, there's consequences. And I think they have to learn from that, and not to get caught up in that. And so let me close with by saying that the folks that are coming to this protest are doing it on the basis of that. Say, look. We believe in this great country and believe all the things that it stands for in the Constitution. And this is why we are protesting, because I don't think that this country and its future is tied to someone that encompasses all of the things that we've been fighting against. And the future of this country looks a lot multicultural, different nationalities and different people coming together. And people have to learn to get along. And I think there's a lot of anxiety, no doubt. But I think at the end of the day, we got to get used to and get really accustomed to being able to look at the differences and be okay with that. Whether if you're LGBT, if you happen to be Asian, if you happen to Muslim, you have to be Hispanic, whatever that happens to be, we should be looking for our country. Not for the individual group.
Well, it's the beauty of America. It's the beauty of America that America is about. The entire concept of this is that it's a place where we don't set up battle lines amongst, you know, between each other based on all the stupid crap that people do everywhere else.
The ethnic group. It isn't about the ethnic group. It's about this country and what it stands for and its constitution. That's what I protest.
And the philosophy. It's about philosophy and thoughts. It's not about anything else. And by the way, Alderman, thank you very much for being with us. Please change that battery in that smoke detector for us. I'm a little worried about you. So
it's important stuff.
Go take care of that. Yeah. Clocks are changing.
That's right. The spring forward time is the time when you're supposed to do these things, according to the fire department.
Not a problem. I think it was just give me time that I got to go someplace right now.
Exactly. All right. There we go. All right. Thank you very much, Alderman. Appreciate it. Sometimes you just get one of those air spray cans to blow it in there too.